Recently, students were sent a link to capture their voice with regards to sexism, sexualised language and sexualised behaviour within school. Harmful sexual behaviours is a priority for us as a school in terms of our safeguarding commitment to our students. And so it's important that we reflect on whether the strategies that we have in place are effective and what more we need to do. This document captures a summary of the student responses to the recent survey. The actions that we take to address some of the topics arising from the survey will be shared with students and parents and carers through our weekly bulletins. In terms of the number of students who took the survey, 315 student responses were captured from students across all 5 year groups. We had our highest proportion of answers from year 10 students. However, the quiz is still open and available on Microsoft Forms, so if there is a student who did not get the opportunity to respond and would like to, then they just need to click the link in their email and complete the questions. We received an equal number of responses from both boys and girls. 3 students identified as non-binary and 8 preferred to not indicate their gender. In really positive news, 90% of students stated that they felt safe or mostly safe in school. Now, the survey is anonymous, and we would like to speak further with the 10% of students who didn't feel so safe when they're in school. And we're thinking about ways that we can interact with students so that they can share that information with us in a less, perhaps, confrontational way. So maybe things like message boxes so that students can ask to speak to somebody without having to go and find that member of staff within the school day. We had a number of questions that followed where we asked students to rate using the following scale. So if they allocated it a number 1, it meant that thing happened never. A 2, it happened termly. A 3, monthly. A 4, few times a week. Or a 5, daily. The first question we asked was how frequently students hear or experience sexist language. And the average answer here was 2.62, so between termly and monthly. The next thing we asked was about whether students hear or experience misogynistic language. And misogynistic language is language which suggests a hatred or contempt for girls and women based on their gender. So not having an argument and being unkind to someone who happens to be female, but saying something which suggests that they are hated because of their gender. And an example to make that clear is somebody saying that a girl was asking for it because of the clothes that she was wearing. And that received a rating of 2.35, so that happens termly in terms of students' experiences. The same rating was received for students hearing or experiencing misandric language. Misandric language is language which suggests a hatred or contempt for boys and men based on their gender. Again, not having an argument with somebody or being unkind to somebody who happens to be male, but saying things which suggest a hatred of them because of their gender. So an example here is the depictions of men suggesting that they are absent from children's lives or that they're driven by a desire or obsessed with sex. The next thing we asked students to rate was whether they have experienced sexual harassment, and we classified this as unwanted or inappropriate sexual remarks. This was rated at an average of 1.59, so this happens between never and termly for our students. The next one we asked was whether students have experienced unwanted touching. Again, 1.60 between never and termly. And the final question, which we asked for students to rate using this scale, was whether they had experienced upskirting, sharing of nudes or videos of a sexual content being sent to them. And that was rated 1.44. So again, between never and termly. We then moved on to talk to students a little bit further about some of these topics. So 58% of students questioned had never experienced sexual harm, sexism, sexual language, or unwanted touching. For those who had, the places this had happened for the majority were the toilets, hard courts, and school buses. Receiving online sexual harm during the school day scored less than this, but it was still present. 29% of students answered that they wouldn't tell a member of staff if they had concerns about sexual harm or if they received inappropriate content online. While a number stated that they would rather speak to parents and carers, the following suggestions were made regarding how to make staff more accessible to students. They'd like the opportunity to talk to another student rather than a member of staff. They'd like further support available for those struggling with their mental health, including covering the topic of men's mental health. They'd like us to create more opportunities for students to speak to teachers. They'd like to ensure that all teachers appear open to the conversations and make it clear that to students that they want to listen. They'd like us to explore ways for students to report with more anonymity. And they'd like us to ensure that students who are responsible are sanctioned and also taught about their behaviour and why it is wrong. 88% of students reported that they felt the school cared about the issue of sexual harm between students, while 18% of students felt that they had not been taught about sex and relationships at school. When broken down in terms of the survey results, it's evident that this was a small number of students across each year group and suggests that strategies need to be in place to catch students up on missed learning when they're absent. As this is a topic, and these are topics that the majority of students were confident they had covered or covered repeatedly during their time at the school. Students felt that the school currently responds well to the issue of sexual harm, which we classify as sexual harassment or abuse, by doing the following things. We show support for students and work to try to resolve the problems. We teach students about the issues. We have assemblies about the topic. They particularly commented on the introductory assembly to the Bystander Prevention Project. There are consequences that they are aware of for students who break the rules. They say that the school teaches students the reasons why the behaviours are wrong and that we talk openly to students about this topic. When reflecting on student responses throughout the survey, there are some topics which came up that students would like to know a little more about. They raised that they'd like to know more about the impact of sexual harm. They raised that they'd like further teaching linked to prejudices of homophobia and racism. They'd like to know more about consent and the topic of consent. They'd like us to speak further about name calling and verbal abuse, both the different forms that this can take and also the impact that this has on students. They'd like us to explore the reasons for not being able to behave and speak in certain ways, the potential impact on others, for example. Some students suggested that splitting the girls from the boys at certain times would allow for more open discussion of sensitive topics. The fact that, at points in the survey, there is conflict between what some students are saying the school does well and what others are saying the school could do better suggests that we need to do more, be more consistent, and do things differently where appropriate. Like I said at the start of this, we will be updating students and parents via the bulletin as to the changes which this survey have implemented over the coming weeks and months. We'd like to thank all students who participated in this survey and let them know that their voices and their views are being taken seriously.